Hello and welcome to Corn Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. On the program with me this week is Rachel Nivens, who is working as an intern this summer at the Missouri Corn Growers Association. She is attending the University of Missouri. And Rachel, I understand you are overseeing the organization's efforts at the Missouri State Fair. Why don't you just give us a little overview of what the corn growers are doing at the fair this year?
We are trying to spread the word about ethanol. We have a booth here at the Missouri State Fair in the Ag Building. We have the Ethanol Tahoe, which is sponsored by GM, that runs on flex fuel, which is E85 capable. We're trying to tell people about the flex fuel vehicles and to find out if their car can run on E85. And if not, we'd like to promote the use of E10. Also, for the children, we have tattoos and a corn toss game and some other fun stuff that we like to do.
One of the highlights for agriculture at the Missouri State Fair each year is the breakfast on Thursday morning, and I understand that the Missouri corn growers will be giving out a special appreciation award this year.
We will be attending the ham breakfast this year at the Missouri State Fair. Also, we would like to present Senator Jim Talent with an appreciation award for his help in the passage of the renewable fuel standard in this year's energy bill, which will bump the production of ethanol up to 7.5 billion gallons by the year 2012, which is going to double our production. We're really excited about at the Corn Growers Association.
Tell us a little bit about how people have reacted who have visited the Corn Growers exhibit at the fair this year.
We've had a lot of support this year. Everyone that's come by has said, oh, we love ethanol, we use it, we'd like to know more about it. And those who don't know about it, we're just telling them about it, and they're very supportive. They think it's a great idea. After all, you know, we'd like to decrease our dependence on foreign oil and increase our dependence on ourselves, on the U.S., and specifically on Missouri's corn and Missouri's three ethanol plants.
Can you tell us a little bit about what the fair has been like so far with the weather conditions and some of the things that you've heard from producers and farmers who also have stopped by the Corn Growers Exhibit?
Well, I think the rain provides an excellent opportunity. You obviously can't work in the field during the rain, so why not come out and enjoy the fair? It is a little damp, but that's okay. Our booth is inside, so you can stay and chat with us for as long as you want. We'd love to talk to people.
I've been speaking with Rachel Nivens, who is interning at the Missouri Corn Growers Association this summer, a student at the University of Missouri. And with this edition of Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.